This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
The House passed a bill that would bar data brokers from selling Americans' personal information to adversary countries. Meta, Microsoft, X, and Match Group come out swinging against Apple's third-party payment rules. And Google used AI to accurately predict floods up to 7 days in advance. It's Thursday, March 21st, and this is Engadget News. The House of Representatives approved a measure targeting data brokers' ability to sell Americans' personal data to adversary countries like Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. The Protecting Americans' Data from Foreign Adversaries Act passed with a unanimous 414-0 vote. The bill, which was introduced alongside a measure that could force a ban or sale of TikTok, would prohibit data brokers from selling Americans' sensitive data to people or entities in adversary countries. Much like a recent executive order from President Joe Biden targeting data brokers, the bill specifically covers geolocation, financial, health, and biometric data, as well as other private information like text logs and phone call history. If passed through the Senate and then signed by Biden, it would represent a significant check on the relatively unregulated data broker industry. U.S. officials have previously warned that China and other geopolitical rivals of the United States have already acquired vast troves of Americans' information from brokers, and privacy advocates have long urged lawmakers to regulate the multi-billion-dollar industry. The bill is the second major piece of bipartisan legislation to come out of the House Energy and Commerce this month. The committee previously introduced the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, which would require TikTok to divest itself from parent company ByteDance or face a ban in the U.S. In a statement, Representatives Frank Pallone and Kathy McMorris Rogers said that the latest bill builds on their work to pass the measure targeting TikTok. Several notable names have joined Epic Games in taking a stance against Apple's decision to charge a fee for iOS payments made outside of the App Store. The Wall Street Journal reported Meta, Microsoft, X, and Match Group filed an amicus brief in the case. That lends some heavyweight backing to Epic's cause. Apple was forced to enable third-party payments on iOS due to the European Union's Digital Markets Act and a court ruling in the U.S. It also has to allow alternative app marketplaces on iOS in the EU. The company takes up to a 30% cut of App Store purchases. Perhaps fearing that it was about to lose out on a significant chunk of commission, Apple said it would charge a fee of up to 27% when developers process purchases outside of the App Store. This month, Epic filed a petition asking District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers to enforce a permanent injunction she issued against Apple in 2021. As part of her ruling in the case between the two companies. The decision compelled Apple to allow developers to direct users to alternative payment systems. Most of Rogers' ruling was in Apple's favor, however, and both companies appealed the decision all the way up to the Supreme Court. However, in January, the highest court in the U.S. declined to hear the appeals. That means Rogers' permanent injunction against Apple stood. But Epic was not happy about the way Apple implemented the third-party payment changes. The four companies supporting Epic's petition claim that the fee Apple is charging on external payments effectively leaves the previous rules in place. Microsoft, which has been working on its own mobile game store, noted that Apple's latest policy limits its ability to offer users subscriptions and discounts. Match Group argued that Apple's decision will affect many developers and users, and that it stymies the court's attempt to offer consumers competition on pricing. Meta, meanwhile, charges more for its ad-free plans and boosted posts on its iOS apps than it does on the web. Meta states in the amicus brief that it ought to be able to direct users to other payment options for boosted posts.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Google just announced that it has been using artificial intelligence to successfully predict riverline floods up to 7 days in advance in some cases. This is not just tech company hyperbole, as the findings were actually published in the esteemed science journal Nature. Floods are the most common natural disaster throughout the world, so any early warning system is good news. Floods have been notoriously tricky to predict, as most rivers do not have streamflow gauges. Google got around this problem by training machine learning models with all kinds of relevant data, including historical events, river level readings, elevation and terrain readings, and more. After that, the company generated localized maps and ran hundreds of thousands of simulations in each location. This combination of techniques allowed the models to accurately predict upcoming floods. The approach built highly accurate models for very particular locations, but Google hopes to use these techniques to eventually solve the problem at global scale. While the company did successfully predict some floods a full 7 days in advance, the average came in at around 5 days. Still, Google's confident that it has extended the reliability of currently available global nowcasts from 0 to 5 days. It's also significantly improved forecasting in underrepresented regions like some parts of Africa and Asia. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Chris Holt and Lawrence Bonk, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.